Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk, or at least we hope. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about land orders online, taking your land orders online versus on the phone.
This totally confuses people. And I have
This is a spoiler alert. I'll give you a spoiler alert. It is inefficient as hell to talk on the phone.
Yes, this is
90% of the time.
We're talking about business related, not just dating, right?
No, I think that's inefficient too.
I knew.
You gotta get down to business when you're dating.
Thank you. Less talking. Love it.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
That's funny.
As she pins the microphone to her chest.
Okay. Matt asks, hi, everyone. I'm buying a property and the vesting deed is a tax deed to purchaser of tax defaulted property.
In we California. Just bought 20 of those this week. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Besides checking the legal description, is there anything else that I need to double check for the title? The deed is between the tax collector and the current seller. I think it's as good as any deed, right? And the chain of title before it is disregarded because it was foreclosed on due to overdue taxes. Is there anything else to look out for?
Classic.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Classic answer your own question at the end.
Totally.
I love it, Matt. You answered your own question. I love buying tax deeds because they went through adverse possession for you for free.
They did all the work.
Yep. They put posted. They have
posted
to
posted it in the paper and did all the.
When a county takes a property back for back taxes, they have to go through the same rules that we do for adverse possession. They have to find out if there's anybody that has any interest in this property, any interest in stepping up, paying the taxes, and taking the property over, including going in Arizona anyway, including going through the whole 7-year tax lien process. So by the time you get a tax deed, it's pretty darn clear almost without exception that nobody has a real interest in the property, or if usually they're just not alive. That's the real truth of it. So should you be concerned? No way. Mm-hmm. Jill and I built a whole company a long time ago on tax deeds, just like this, in tax liens. And subsequently found out it's way more efficient and faster to buy property from people.
Can I add one little item? That what you need to do when you convey the property, because I did this the very first time years ago, I was so ingrained in my head to copy the deed from before. Just mirror it all, change the grantor, grantee, right? The legal's the same. Everything they have on there is the same. Just copy that over. So I went out and made my own treasurer's deed. Like,
did you really?
I did. Do you remember? You don't remember this? I came to you and I said, for signing it. And you're like, well, this is great, but are you a treasurer now?
I said that?
You did. And I'm like, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I copied the last deed. And you're like, yeah, that's for the treasurer to do. Now you switch it to a warranty deed or a special warranty deed, however you want to do it, kind of thing. I'm like, oh, it was really funny. So that's my only thing, Matt. So now just make sure you don't copy that much, which it sounds like you already know that. You're just making your new, for California, it's probably a grant deed. So
yeah, right.
That's all you do. So don't pretend to play treasurer.
You know, I walk around like in a regular course of a day or work
disgusted.
Day or whatever. No, I'm just like, I just don't feel like I always feel like there's more stuff we can do. We can do better at this. I'm always looking toward in the future trying to improve stuff. Every once in a while, it's like this treasure deed thing. Like, you don't know that unless you just have a lot of experience. So it turns out we actually probably are qualified to talk about this stuff.
Kinda.
Mostly because we made all the mistakes for everybody already.
Well, you know what? That's what's so funny. When we started on this whole thing and like when we opened up our online community, I was worried that there's going to be questions that would stump us.
Me too.
And I have yet to have one that really stumped me. I'm like, wow, I didn't. It's funny. You don't realize how much you know.
Yeah.
Until you get into it. And it's hilarious.
The area that I defer is their core legal stuff. There's a lot of,
right.
Especially back east.
How should I structure my company? How should I do my taxes?
I know all that.
Well, I know that, but you don't want to step on people's toes. They may have a different view that they want to do, or you just don't want to weigh in. Is that why?
Well, no, there's some actual knowledge about buying and selling property. Like let's say in Pennsylvania, there's some more in Canada. Mm-hmm. So there's some legal issues that they're actually really could make or break a deal, and I don't know about it. I have to research it. Everything else is, we're looking at, we're going to be okay.
Well, what things do you not want to answer legally? You alluded to that.
Well, it's not that I don't want to answer it. I just don't know the answer.
Oh.
And because it changes so much,
oh.
You know, it's really just better to go find an expert online. That there's free advice for all that stuff everywhere.
That's true.
But as far as building a land company or a house wholesaling company, no, I think this is, you're in the right place, listener.
Exactly.
Relationship you. Advice, not so much.
Oh, boy. I can help. One of us can help. Just kidding.
Today's topic, taking land orders, you know, selling your land online, click a button versus taking an order on the phone. Hi. Hi, Jill. I'm interested in buying that property you have. Let's talk for an hour.
Right.
This is the meat of the show.
Okay, so here's let me, I'm going to say, explain just briefly what this is, and I'm going to tell you a funny story. So what we're referring to is you have a couple of choices here. When you're posting your property for sale, you can old-fashioned put your phone number in there and have your email address and where they can contact you, and then they're going to reach out to you, and you guys are going to discuss it, and you're going to figure out online how they want to do their payment, or you may have it say, hey, send me a check here. How do you want your deed made out?
You're killing me.
All the good stuff. Let me finish.
My heart hurts right now.
I know. Thank you. And that's the old way. Or you could be ahead of the game and have it all on your website where they are staring at the property and they scroll down the bottom of the page. It may be on that page or maybe a click here to purchase. And on the next page is a fill in your credit card, fill in your name, fill in your billing information, fill in how you want the deed to be done. And you would have all the instructions on there how it's gonna happen so they know what they're doing and they're filling it all out and they know what to expect. And then, oh, by the way, they just click and check out. Nobody talks. All you know is you look at your bank statement and go, oh, look at that. Somebody bought that property. Oh, and it's already marked sold on your website because it's all hooked up to WooCommerce and all that good stuff. That's how you're doing it. So that's what this is, which is beautiful. What's so funny is most people don't get this. Why is that, Jack?
Here's an email that I got from an actual member who's one of our Shining Star members about 3 weeks ago. Hey, Steve, I just wanted to let you know that this credit card processing thing that you guys have set up is working like a dream. I woke up this morning and I received $50,000 American Express payment for a piece of property. Somebody checked that out overnight.
Yep.
That's what you want.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So I was talking to you. We're redoing one of our...
We're not hawking anything here. I'm not selling it. I'm just telling you, honestly.
This is how you do it.
You want to set up a website where you give them enough information and videos and really, really get the juices flowing. So, I mean, big companies have spent billions of dollars. There's a reason that there's snacks and gum and stuff when you're checking out in a grocery store line. And you want to have that moment of, yeah, I could use a pack of gum. Oh, yeah, I could use 40 acres in northern Arizona. Click, click, click.
I look at it like Amazon. Just think of your land business like Amazon. It could be. You know, can you imagine if Amazon didn't have a click add to cart or a one-stop checkout?
If you had to call somebody?
Could you imagine if I had to call Amazon?
Oh, my God, and place an order?
Right? Wouldn't that be painful?
Well, yeah, that's a great
example. That would be awful.
How much of a
disaster.
Oh,
wait. I also need, in addition to these Amazon Fresh items, I need staples and I need a new barbecue. Could you imagine what that would be like? Oh, wait. And honey, is there anything else you want? Oh, she said napkins. Sorry, go back to the Amazon Fresh. Throw in some napkins.
She needs napkins.
Could you imagine? So here's what's so funny. So I had this story, and I know this guy hung up the phone with me thinking I'm phony, and he just doesn't get it. So we have a web developer who's working on upgrading our personal land selling site.
Wednesday.
Yes. And he's looking down the inventory and I'm telling him what I want and all that good stuff. It's a work in progress right now, everybody. So just so you know, it'll be done here in a couple weeks.
By the time this airs.
It'll be awesome. So anyway, I'm telling him what's going on. And there's a house in there. Jack threw everything in there. I mean, and what's on there, by the way, is only a fraction of the properties that first of all, that are sold, and then even available. There's more coming. We're just kind of breathing new life into it and bringing it back. And what we've been doing it a different way. Anyway,
we've been concentrating on landacademy.com.
It's true.
That's the truth of it.
That's very true. So my point is, thank you, Jack.
To the point where our kids are getting bad grades and everything. We spend so much time.
I know. Anyway, there's all these land properties, and there's one house in there, right? And it's so funny because this guy goes, yeah, like someone's gonna check out and put a house on it for $300,000 on a credit card, and he's thinking I'm nuts. And I'm like, no, hold on a moment. They can do that. They will put a down payment on a house right there on a credit card, and that'll start the whole escrow process and everything. And I'm sure he's like, what? He thought I was being funny, and I'm not. And I'm like, so many people cannot wrap their head around this concept.
I've been dealing with this since 1995.
Exactly.
What? Why is it cheap? Why is that land so cheap? Oh, what's wrong with it?
Yeah, that too.
Nothing's wrong with it. It's just cheap.
Whole credit card thing.
Yeah, all of that.
You know, and I'm not, even
that's why we started
staff.
Land Academy, because we got tired of answering these questions.
Like, yeah.
Really, it's true. It's 40 acres is $8,000 if you want it.
Exactly.
The whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Go buy it. Go stand on it if you want. If it's still available, I'm retraining the staff to tell them, hey, go to look at Landsay.com and tell people to go look at Landsay.com. Because the minute someone checks out, it'll mark sold. So if it's not showing sold and they're halfway driving to the property, that means it's available. If they really want to stand on it, they can. And that's the whole goal here. You want people to go to your website, have it all easy, know what it is, and then sleep on it. Maybe if they want to go drive there, stand on it. You don't want them to call you. You want everything spelled out perfectly on there. And then when they go, baby, I'm buying it. You like it? Yeah, okay, good. And they check out and that's it. You don't know it took 3 weeks or 3 days or 3 hours for them to decide.
So it turns out we're not the first people to come up with this idea.
True.
Jill and I last week went to In-N-Out Burger. Or you could use McDonald's. You can do any fast food situation. And I'm not advocating that kind of food at all. But this is what happened. We stood in a short line. We placed our order. We looked up at a menu. There's no paper or anything like that. We can choose 1 through 4. That's what you can get. So you say, told the guy we want 2 number 3s and 1 of them with cheese. And that was it. He handed us some stuff, ran our credit card, which you don't have to sign anymore because it's such a small amount. We got our own drinks. We got our own drink refills. And when our number was called, he actually went up on the board. And we ate our own stuff. We cleaned our own table and we turned our tray back in. We did all the work, all of it. And that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very efficient. So if you look around in just about every business model, you are serving yourself.
That's very true. Nowadays you are. That's very true. So, those kind of things. Yeah.
Why not in real estate?
Well, I think we're doing everybody a favor too.
I mean,
let's think about this. The right people. Let me back up, especially for our customers. My number one customer is a reseller. I am priced wholesale. I price it right. I'm not going to stake it out. I'm not going to make it pretty. I'm not going to figure out exactly all the nuances to the zoning and how long you can have an RV there and all that good stuff. I include all the information, but it's there for a reseller to know what they're buying and then to go, and then they're going to make it pretty. Maybe they're going to put a cabin on there or pull in, you know, a mobile on there or something. I don't know. That's for them. So that's my dream customer. And my dream customer doesn't want to talk to me either. They know what it is.
The slogan for our website is land acquisitions for resellers.
Right.
That's the customer we want. I found over the years, and Jill will, I'm sure, agree with me, that if you talk to somebody more than 3 times on the phone about buying or selling a piece of real estate, on the acquisition side or the sales side, the deal's probably not going to happen.
Yep.
There are people who, through talking, they are checking to see how they feel.
I don't
know how they feel yet.
Don't think they even know what they want
it.
Yet.
Yeah,
It's like going somewhere like, I need a dress for a wedding. That's really how they're walking in. They don't even know what color they want, kind of thing. It's someone calling up, and this happens. And we have You know, I'm always hiring, it seems like. I'm always moving things around. And I was kind of having this conversation again with staff recently about describing what a tire kicker is. And I'm like, if anyone calls in and, you know, says something like, I want some property, 5 to 10 acres. I want a view. I want to be able to drive
people call
to
it. Say that?
Oh, totally. They think that we can do that. And I'm like, yeah. I said, that just get the heck off the phone. That's not what we're here for. That will take forever.
A call like that and you know what? 2003.
And you'll never sell anything, by the way.
Yeah.
Because all you're going to be doing is, how about this one in Colorado? No, oh, Colorado's too far. Well, how about this one in Arkansas? That was a little too many trees. I'm not sure I can clear all that on myself. That's going to get expensive. That's what you're going to have. They're not a real person. Yeah.
That's truly horrific.
And then also you get the callers. This is how awful dealing with the phone is. It's like, you also get the people that are like, okay, I want to put an RV there, and I might have on Thanksgiving 5 RVs there.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Because I'm going to let my family come, Jill. And we want to ride motorcycles. Is that allowed? Oh gosh, no. Get them off the phone.
Does this really happen?
Totally. I had a guy the other day. It was so funny. I answered the phone, and it was so funny because the guy was shocked when I explained to him that he needed to call the county. I'm not going to call the county. He's asking about a gorgeous property priced at $999.
Wow.
And I said, look, for $999.
It's getting on your skin a little.
Totally. This is why it's $999. I can make it $3,000 and make all those phone calls for you. Or for $999, you can make the calls. What would you prefer?
What did he say?
He's like, oh, he didn't get it. And I very politely, I'm still not sure he got it. And that's fine. I very politely said, you know, here's the thing. We actually sell to other wholesalers. I'm not really here to, you know, do all the little details and stuff. So, but the good news is we sell to other people too. It's not, you don't have to be a wholesaler just to buy to us. But all that work and everything, that's kind of on you. And that's why it's priced this way.
So when you go to buy something, or you get a little twinge in the back of your head, like, I need a new fire extinguisher. I really do need to replace a fire extinguisher on one of our boats.
Okay.
My first reaction is not to call the Coast Guard or to call Amazon or call Walmart or West Marine and get their advice.
West Marine's a great example. West Marine versus
I don't want someone's verbal advice.
Harbor Freight.
I don't want someone's advice. I think a human being's advice is going to be flawed. It's going to take too long. And it's, you know, so what am I going to do? I'm going to go online.
Figure out.
And I'm going to see which brands last the longest, for what I need to use it, which one does an expert in the field write a blog about and say, oh, you really want to do this one, here's why. Because I failed at it, just like
what
us.
What size is the perfect size?
Because I failed at buying all the wrong extinguishers my whole life, and this one's Coast Guard rated, and you're never going to have any issues. That's what I do.
Right.
So I don't call some clerk at Walmart and say, what's the best fire extinguisher?
That'd be hilarious.
So what the hell is wrong with somebody with a piece of real estate, which is an infinitely more important purchase,
right?
Is going to call and talk to you about it.
I know. Exactly.
You know what? You're riling me up now.
Oh.
You're right.
Yeah.
Why would you ever call?
I agree.
It's like talking to a car salesman about which model to buy.
Right.
They're just going to tell you make the most money on.
It's like standing there talking to a car dealer saying, are you sure it's not too silver? I don't know. What do you think?
The more we get in, you know,
can
actually,
we try it in a different light? Can we pull it in over here?
We're over. You're killing. We're way over.
I'm going to come back and see it at sunset.
I think we've made our point. And don't even talk about wedding dresses. Jeez. All right. You've done it again. Don't do it.
I didn't even say. I said dress for a wedding, not a wedding dress. There's a difference.
You've done it again. You spent another 25 minutes actually this time listening to the Land Academy show. Join us tomorrow for another interesting episode called The Sources of Investment Capital for Your Land Acquisitions. This week is all about building your land business correctly.
Cool. And we answer your questions posted on our online community, which can be found from landacademy.com, or go straight there. It's landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. We went crooks there.
That was weird. That went long. I didn't feel like it was long. I know.
talking on the, you know, this whole episode, I forgot to mention it, was based on a conversation or an exchange that Luke, you know, member Luke Smith and I had. And he's like, I asked him, what's the biggest challenge in your business? This is a guy who sells what? 20, 30 properties a week. Mm-hmm. And he said, phone calls.
Yeah.
He said, both acquisition phone calls and sales phone calls. I cannot keep up with it. Every time I turn around, I have 20 phone calls to return. I can't get anything done.
Exactly. I understand. And it's hard to train for that.
You know, back in the old days before Jill, we didn't even have a phone number.
I know that.
I think that there's something for that. Like for offers to owners, the company, the mailing company we own, we have to.
Right.
So that's complicated and people need some help. And they don't call to ask us if they should do it. They call and say, well, look, I really want to do this. How do I do it?
Right.
And it's a technical.
Did I upload this correctly?
Yes, that.
You know, kind
and
of
that's
thing.
Fine. I understand that. Mm-hmm. But not, you know, hey, what are the benefits of sending offers to owners?
Could you imagine?
And I'm sure it happens. Do you know if it happens? You're technically the CEO of that company.
I don't know if it happens.
So really, you can send offers. Then how much should I offer? I'm sure this happens. I hope
you know
it
what
doesn't.
That does happen. You know, actually, and then it's like, you know what? Let me get you with Land Academy. That's what they do.
That's good.
If someone really finds his offers to owners, which happens just true all the time, and they are like, "What are you guys doing sending these offers to owners? What are you talking about?" So they send them to the online community so they can get information and see
brilliant.
What it's about.
Okay, that's the way to do that.
That's exactly what
I
it is.
I don't have any idea.
So they can talk to the people that are sending out offers every day, and they can tell them, "Yeah, here it is, and here's why." And right there, by the way, on our website is a free template if you want to read one, you listener too, go on our website. You can download the template and look at it yourself and really understand what we're doing. It's cool. Hey, share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you're listening. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.